7-4, Sixer.
You getting rain there this morning?
Yeah, a little bit. How about you?
It's dumping here. It's getting pretty good, but it's not as bad as it was last week. But we're getting a good amount of rain. Supposed to rain off and on all day and start clearing up next week. It's nice. That's what I heard this morning.
You got your company coming today?
My daughter's coming tomorrow, leaving tomorrow morning. They won't be here until tomorrow, probably about 3 o'clock. And that's with all the kids and stuff. My son's coming up the next day. So, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, and the work begins for you guys.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But I'm looking forward to seeing them. I miss my family a lot. So, anyway, I worked on my GMC yesterday, too. I did a really nice job on the antenna. This way it comes on and off real easily now. And got my SWRs 1.1, really nice. And I'm wiring it this morning here for that other amp. So this way I'll have a little bit of power this time.
Is that the same antenna you're remounting it?
It is. That thing really works well, and it handles the power, too. So we'll see how that works out.
I heard you last night on MERS. You were trying to get in when Wes was talking, I think. But I think I'm the only one that heard you, but I heard you and Craig trying to get in at the same time.
You did hear Craig, huh?
Yeah, I did, just a little bit, yeah. You were cleaner than he was, though.
Well, that's a plus. Either one of us can get in is main thing before we get checked in, and at least knowing that we're making the trip. And we'll see how this thing works out with this antenna today. So I'll probably, and knowing me, Roger, I'll probably get that thing fired up today or tomorrow. Because my daughter's not going to be here until tomorrow afternoon, so I'll figure out what I can do. I got the pole all set up and everything, so I'm ready for it.
Well, I guess you got to assemble that thing, so that probably take you an hour or something to put the thing together and then maybe get it up.
Yeah, and I got to check if there's any adjustments on it for SWRs or anything, but, you know, I haven't really checked it, so that's what I'm going to do here this morning, get on the computer and look at it, see if there's any things I need to do.
And I think it's supposed to be colder tomorrow, maybe down to around 30 or so.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. So we'll see what happens. And and I heard, Kimber... You know, telling people that they appreciate on the radio, and I guess Henry got in there somehow, huh?
Yeah, well, Henry's been on the radio quite a bit lately, and he was talking on the ham radio 420, I think, a couple days ago, talking to somebody downtown there. I guess he's using the Bofang. He was coming in loud and clear just in that handheld here in my house.
Yeah, he's really all excited about that Bofang radio because now, you know, now he's got a ham radio, he's got the GMRS, he's got Simplex, and, you know, he's all stoked. In fact, he's coming up here today, and so's Lloyd this morning, actually. He needs a little firewood. I told him I'd help him out.
Yeah, well, that's good. Getting back on the radio, maybe get the CD going again, and 066, he's a ham radio too, so he checked in last night on with Wes and 146 420.
Nice, that's cool. When did he get his ticket?
I don't know if it's something that he's got recently, or if he's been a ham for a while. I don't really know.
Well, whatever, but at least he's in there. That's great. That's fantastic. So, what else is new, Roger?
Well, I heard Kemper talking to you about getting the CB up in Jackson County, Medford. I don't know what you're going to do. Do you know anybody over there?
Actually, I know one person out there, but he's not a CB guy, but he's talking about doing it. So I'm going to give him a call. Plus, I went ahead and talked to Snowman and Craig last night after the CB thing was over, and they're going to see if they know anybody down there, too, that can handle it. But, you know, I'll do what I can. That's all I can do, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Dewey's the man over there. He was doing the CB. I don't know. He normally gets about 10 or 12 guys checking in. You think one of those guys would be able to handle that?
That's what I'm thinking, too. And, you know, I think I'm going to give a shout out there or see if I can get a hold of Dewey and just say, hey, what's going on, you know? Just not being nosy, but trying to help out the people down there that, funny, you know, somebody should say, hey, you know, he can't do it. We'll just go ahead and step up, you know? That's like I did last night with Snowman. He asked me if I would do the AM because he couldn't hear. But he took over the FM in the lower side. But it's always nice to have an alternate person out there.
Yeah, then it sounds like they're trying to break up the net and have two or three different guys running it on Sunday night.
Well, what are you going to do? You can only, do a little with what you can do and hopefully take suggestions. If not, then let them go, you know, let them do their own thing.
Well, you know, getting so many people, it takes over an hour every Sunday night, and they could break it up and break it in two or in thirds, maybe get that down to, you know, maybe 45 minutes or half an hour or so for the check-ins.
Yeah, that was my suggestion. I talked to Doug about it and, to a couple other people about it, and they said, that's a great idea. We thought about that, too, but right now we're just trying to keep things flowing until, somebody wants to step up and break the loose. So we'll see what happens. It'd be nice, though. It's kind of a long, long show, isn't it? And Kimber does her thing tonight, too, don't she?
Yeah, they got another net. I've never been on it, but it starts tonight at, I think it's 8 o'clock on 725.
It is, but, that's why I don't at least get in there and check in. 8 o'clock's my, midnight hour to me.
Yeah, I know, every day from about 2 to 3, and after 8 o'clock at night, you're cutting some Z's.
Roger, I have to. I don't know what it is, but I've been doing that for the last 10 years at least. It helps, believe it or not. You said you don't take your, battery power tune-up, huh?
No, I don't know. I have a trouble sleeping. I could doze off a little bit on the couch in the afternoon or something, but maybe 5 minutes at a time, that's it.
Yeah, copy that. That's better than nothing. All right, Roger, I'm going to get my heaters fired up out here and start on a couple projects and work on my Jimmy. And it's raining here, I'm through the inside work in the shop, so... Good chatting with you, Roger. We'll talk to you later on. You have a great morning. Catch you later on, brother. WRMRS 439er. We are Bass and Modern League.
WRKJ 746.